Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We were never taught this in school. And I went to, like I said, I went to a private school. I went to a Christian school my whole life.
Yeah, I did too.
And I was never taught anything about how to think. Again, I was always just taught like what to think. And I was never taught critical thinking. Why is this not taught in schools today?
So,
or even in the past.
Yes. Okay. So this is a fascinating topic because it did used to be at one point, it did used to be taught in schools. You know, logical thinking was very much valued. The one of the people that we tend to think as the originator of logic is Aristotle. So we're talking like thousands of years ago, right? This has been around. But let's bring it up to kind of more modern times and how did we get to this place? So it begins back with the Prussian army. So the end of the 1700s, beginning of the 1800s, Prussia was a little country kind of where Germany is at right now, okay? And in the early 1800s, the Prussian army was world famous for having really, really good soldiers. Prussia was a dictatorship, and this was kind of their economy. Their economy was built on soldiers that they would actually rent out to other countries. So if some other country was having a war, get a Prussian soldier because you are kind of guaranteed a win because they were just that good. Interestingly, there were Prussian soldiers on both sides of the Revolutionary War, which I think is so fascinating
interesting.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So very interesting. Now, in Prussia, all behavior was controlled by the dictators, by authorities. Mm-hmm. They despised free will because free will makes for bad soldiers. And remember, their whole economy was built on kind of this war machine, and you have to have good soldiers in order to, you know, in order to do that. Well, in 1806, Prussia had suffered a devastating loss to Napoleon. Right? They had this, it was this battle that they, it almost destroyed their reputation as a military, which if that happened, the country crumbles, right? Because this was their primary way that they made money was by renting out their soldiers, essentially. And so they were like, okay, we have to look into this. So they assigned, I don't know, scholars and politicians and whatnot to look into it. Look into it and find out what happened. Why did we lose this battle in such a devastating way? And what they found, the problem was that the soldiers were thinking for themselves and they were choosing which orders they were going to obey. They were choosing which generals or which leaders they were going to listen to. And that caused a lack of discipline, lack of obedience. And if you have soldiers who are not following the orders, it's not good. Like that is one place where you really do want soldiers. You want them, you know, kind of following orders. So they ordered the scholars of Prussia to develop a system that would end any possibility of this happening again because they couldn't have this, right? So where are they? So they said, okay, well, where are we getting this, you know, group of men to join this army? Well, it's from our population, the general population, and their, you know, young kids coming in. So they said, well, what can we do to make sure that these young kids who are, you know, coming into their teenage years, late teens and joining this army won't disobey? And they'll obey the orders that we give them. And so the result was the very first mandatory government school system. Ah. And guess what? It worked. They designed this school system to kind of be like a conveyor belt. This is the school system that we are all familiar with now.
Right.
You know, okay, we get the kids early and we train them. And there's very specific things that we're training them to do and to not do. And yes, we're teaching them along the way, but the whole purpose for the way the system was designed was to spit out good workers that would not think for themselves. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It worked. So this word got out, right? Word gets out. Hey, they've got this new thing over there and pressure that they're doing. It's working. It's producing these soldiers. It's producing really good workers that will listen to their boss, will be obedient. And so the whole world came and said, show us what you're doing. Horace Mann, a lot of people might be familiar with that name. He is the person from the United States who went and brought this system back to the United States. And interestingly, they didn't want it here in the United States. The people, the parents, the families didn't want it. Even there were some schools, even in Massachusetts, where the families showed up with guns to the schoolhouse saying, no, we do not want this system right. in our schools. And of course, we know the story that they lost, and that is the system that we have. And the whole point of it was to create, quote unquote, obedient school, and to create the factory model school where we put you on this conveyor belt and you are moved through, and you are not taught to think. You are actually taught to be able to obey orders, and because that's what we want. Because a people group, a country who know how to think for themselves are not easily controlled. And governments realize that they want people who they can easily control. They want people who they can manipulate. They want people who don't know how to think for themselves for that reason. And so guess what? It's not taught in schools. But guess who still does get taught this?
Homeschoolers.
Well, homeschoolers, yes. Come on, guys. Homeschoolers and the children of the elite. They go to schools where they actually still teach this because they're, in their mind, they're raising the kid, the next generation who are going to control the masses of people who don't know how to think. And so, and the thing is, it's very simple. It's very simple. It's very fun. And if you teach your kids this, they will forever have this skill and be impossible to fool.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.